New insights on stress. Health experts often warn about the dangers of stress, urging people to find ways to manage it to avoid serious health problems like heart disease, depression, and addiction. This usually involves techniques to relax or change one's life to reduce pressure. However, recent research has challenged this traditional advice. A study surveyed 30,000 adults in the U.S., asking about their stress levels and then tracking their mortality rates over 8 years. The findings were unexpected. People with low stress and those with high stress, but who didn't perceive it as harmful, had almost the same chances of dying. On the other hand, individuals who were highly stressed and believed it was dangerous had a 43% higher risk of death. It seems that how we view stress matters more than the stress itself. Research spanning 30 years has unveiled surprising benefits of stress. Stress can sharpen your mind, boost your confidence, and increase empathy. What's more, it might even enhance your overall health. Rather than trying to push stress away, the key is to welcome it with open arms. Stress. From rats to humans. Back in the 1930s, a clever scientist named Hans Selye was curious about how stress affects our bodies. He did some experiments with rats. When he gave them a cow hormone, they got ulcers and their immune systems went haywire. Then he tried other stuff, and they had the same problems. Selye figured out that it wasn't the hormone causing the issues, but the stress of getting injected. He thought maybe the same thing happened to people when they face tough stuff in life. Since then, scientists have been looking at how stress affects humans, based on what they learned from those rat experiments. But here's the thing. Most of those rat experiments involved extreme stress, like squeezing them into tiny boxes or making them swim until they almost drowned. That's not really like the everyday stress most of us deal with. The mismatch theory. There's a theory called the mismatch theory that might have the answer. It suggests that our body's stress reactions were super helpful back when our ancestors were dodging wild animals, but not so much when we're stuck in traffic or dealing with deadlines. Back in the day, stress triggered a fight or flight response, which means our bodies got all pumped up to either battle it out or make a run for it. Our bodies have evolved since then. Our responses to stress have expanded beyond just fighting or fleeing. When you're stressed, your heart might race, your muscles might tense up, and you might even feel a surge of adrenaline. That's all part of our ancient stress response. But now, we've also developed other ways to deal with stress, ways that our ancient ancestors never had. The challenge response. Your body's like a super smart security system. It knows when to kick into gear, whether it's facing a charging lioness or a looming deadline. When the threat isn't life or death, your body triggers something called the challenge response. It's like a boost button, releasing hormones that pump up your confidence, focus, and motivation. So, instead of feeling overwhelmed, you come out of stressful situations feeling more confident and self-assured. The tend and befriend response. Imagine your body as a superhero, ready to tackle stress head-on. When stress hits, your body releases oxytocin, a hormone that's like a big, warm hug for your heart. This hormone helps you connect with others emotionally, making you more likely to reach out for support and offer it in return. It's like a shield against the flight instinct, giving you the courage to face whatever is stressing you out. Plus, oxytocin is great for your heart, helping it heal and stay strong. The power of stress. Recent studies reveal that stress isn't always a bad thing. It can boost performance when things get tough. Business people negotiate better deals, students ace tests, athletes step up their game, surgeons improve their skills, and pilots handle emergencies more effectively when under stress. Research on car crash survivors shows that those who bounce back quickest from the ordeal had higher levels of stress hormones afterward. Surprisingly, they were also less likely to suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Scientists are even exploring the idea of using stress hormones as a treatment for PTSD. When you're about to speak in public, feeling nervous is normal. Your body reacts with sweaty palms, a dry mouth, and a faster heartbeat. Most people think they need to calm down to perform well. But what if I told you that feeling stressed can be helpful? Instead of seeing stress as a problem, think of it as a challenge. The symptoms you feel aren't just anxiety. They're signs that your body is gearing up for action. Your mind becomes sharper, processing information faster. Even your vision improves, thanks to dilated pupils. Your inner strength. When faced with challenges, your body gears up to tackle them head-on, leaving you feeling pumped and ready to take on the world. Contrary to what many think, top performers like artists, athletes, and surgeons aren't always calm inside. They tap into what's called the challenge response to reach their peak performance. Sometimes people can do incredible things. Take, for example, two teenage girls in Oregon who summoned unbelievable strength to lift a massive 3,000-pound tractor off their dad when he was trapped. Courage like this isn't always as dramatic, but it can still make a big impact, whether it's defending your loved ones, your company, or your community, or facing your fear of something like flying. Stress pops up when we're going after something important to us. It's like tackling a big challenge, such as climbing Mount Everest. You expect some stress along the way, it's part of the deal. When you're freezing or worried about the next ice wall, it doesn't mean you're failing. It just means you're pushing forward. Stress only spells failure when you dodge it instead of facing it head on. The downside of dodging stress. Research shows that trying to steer clear of stress might harm your health and well-being more than facing it head on. In a study in Japan, students who tried to dodge stress felt less connected to their community. Similarly, in Zurich, students who made the most effort to avoid pressure ended up feeling less focused, energetic, and disciplined. Another study by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs tracked over 1,000 adults for 10 years. Those who admitted to trying to avoid stress reported more instances of depression, more conflicts at home or work, and more negative outcomes like divorce. When people try to dodge stress, they often end up just numbing the pain instead of tackling its root cause. This might mean turning to unhealthy habits like drinking or shutting themselves off from others and their responsibilities. But avoiding stress only piles on more pressure and drains resources that could be used to confront it head-on. Skipping stress also means missing out on a valuable opportunity for what's called stress inoculation. Each time you face a tough situation, you learn from it. Your brain subtly rewires itself, making you better equipped to handle similar challenges in the future without feeling overwhelmed every time. That's why astronauts, first responders, and athletes train under simulated stressful conditions. It helps them prepare for the real deal. Stress for success. To handle stress effectively, it's crucial to view it as a tool that can help you achieve your goals. This means changing how you think about stress. A mindset is like a fundamental belief that shapes how you see the world. Just like how a placebo can make someone feel better because they believe it's real medicine, your mindset can trigger physical and mental responses. Psychologist Alia Crum from Columbia University showed how mindset can seriously affect our health. She split hotel housekeepers into two groups. These folks work hard, burning about 300 calories an hour. One group was told about the health benefits of their job tasks, while the other group got general info about exercise benefits. After 4 weeks, the first group lost weight and lowered their blood pressure. But the second group didn't see these changes. Many folks see stress as a bad thing, something to get rid of ASAP. But Crum found something interesting. Folks with a positive attitude towards stress fare better. Compared to those who hate stress, those who welcome it are less sad and more happy, energetic, productive, and self-assured. Changing your view on stress is pretty simple. It often just needs a quick mindset intervention. A good intervention has three parts. 1. Learn a new point of view. Hey there! So, imagine you're starting at a fancy college, feeling a bit like a fish out of water. Psychologist Greg Walton found a cool trick to help freshmen like you feel more at home. 2. Do an exercise that encourages you to adopt the mindset. First off, he had these freshmen read about older students who once felt just like them but eventually found their place. Then, he asked them to write about their own experiences, connecting them to what they read. 3. Share the idea with others. Finally, those essays were turned into a video to show the next batch of freshmen. Pretty neat, right? Happiness with core values. Daily annoyances like long lines at the supermarket can get under our skin. They seem pointless and just get in the way of our day. But there's a trick to make them less of a bother. Back in the 1990s, researchers at Stanford found a simple way to tackle these irritations. They had students write about what mattered to them, their core values. After just 3 weeks of doing this, those students felt happier and healthier compared to others who didn't. So, what's the big deal with writing about values? Well, it changes how we see problems. Instead of seeing them as huge roadblocks, we start to see them as challenges we can handle. Take a moment to think about what matters most to you. Maybe it's honesty, kindness, or creativity. Whatever it is, think about how you live by that value every day. It might just make those annoying moments a little easier to handle. Manage stress with the right response. To deal with stress effectively, it's crucial to trigger a response that helps. Let's say you're nervous about giving a speech. Feeling like you're about to fight or run away is common, but it's not the best way to handle things. Usually, this happens when you think you're not up to the task. Instead, try focusing on what you're good at. Think about how you prepared for this, remember how you tackled similar challenges before, or imagine the support from your friends and family. You can intentionally kickstart the tend and befriend reaction by lending a helping hand to someone. Even small acts of kindness can trigger the release of chemicals that boost confidence, focus, and empathy. Purposefully doing a good deed can set off this response, which you can then use to tackle other challenges. By mastering how you handle stress, you'll realize that stress isn't just a burden, it's the key to a fulfilling life. Remember, we only stress about the things we truly care about. Key points. 1. Stress can be beneficial if viewed positively, enhancing performance and resilience. 2. Our stress response has evolved, triggering, challenge, and tend and befriend reactions. 3. Avoiding stress may lead to negative outcomes, while facing it head-on promotes growth. 4. Stress can be a tool for success, shaping the mindset and happiness. 5. Reflecting on core values can shift perspectives and ease daily irritations. 6. Managing stress effectively involves triggering helpful responses, like focusing on strengths,